I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Yeah, Pay. What time is it, Pay? What time is it?
It's OT, man. We in the overtime, homies. Chat generals, chat nation, homie nation. What's going on, G? Tate. It's part two, man.
Yeah, Super Chat Friday too, dog. Don't forget it's Super Chat Friday. Fork in the Roll Friday and a Freaky Friday, all at the same time on Fans First Sports Network. Google Podcasts, Steel Curtain Network, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all them places, and live on YouTube. Live on YouTube. So let's go, Pay. Let's get it in. Let's get it crack-a-lacking. You know how we get down. And y'all, please don't forget about the algorithms. Please don't forget about the algorithms. Make sure that you hit the like button, and let's get it lit. So let's go, Pay.
Man, so look. I tried to segue hard pivot in the first hour about the three snubs last night in NFL honors. They all had to do with the AFC North. I'm surprised you all didn't say that James Conner got snubbed for the angriest run of the year. I'm surprised.
I don't know why.
Yeah, he got snubbed. It should have went to him when he threw Patrick Peterson into outer space. That should have been his award. That award, they gave it to Najee Harris for just pushing a guy, and he tripped over himself.
Fork in the road alert.
Oh.
Afton, what's up? Said, who do you like for inside linebacker in the NFL draft?
Take it away.
Jeremiah Trotter Jr. is my number one guy I've identified. That is a Pittsburgh Steeler for the 2024 draft. I also like Wilson, the middle linebacker from North Carolina State. If I had to go for another two guy and try to get a number two guy. But if I got my pick at inside linebacker, it is Jeremiah Trotter Jr. for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Can I chime in?
Absolutely.
What do you think about the dude? Is it Adrian Cooper from Texas A&M? I like him too.
I like him, but I don't like him in space. Tate, he's a run stopper. Like, he's a downhill guy. And I think we already got a bunch of those guys on our roster. I need a linebacker.
He's 6'3", 230. He fluid.
Right, but when you watch the film, that's not how he plays. When you watch the film, he's a downhill guy. He attacks the A gap, the B gap, the two hole, the three hole. That's where he's at. He's plugging in there 24/7. He doesn't run like that for me. So that's why I'm like, but Jeremiah Trotter? Oh, yeah. Jeremiah Trotter is a poor man's Ryan Shazier. I'm telling you, he is. He's really that good. I also like Walker. I forgot about my man Walker, the linebacker from North Carolina. I like him, too. And I think we could get Walker maybe in the third, maybe even the fourth round. So he's a fluid kid, big kid, 6'2", 235 pounds. He's probably going to run a sub 4.5 40-yard dash at the combine. So, yeah, those are my guys. If I got Walker, Wilson, Jeremiah Trotter.
Okay, excellent. Moving on. So there's a football game this Sunday. I don't know if you have heard. Super Bowl is in Las Vegas this year. That's right. Mm-hmm. Fellas, what are you thinking about that so far? I mean, you got Kansas City versus San Francisco 49ers. How do you feel before I got an opinion? But I want to get you all's opinions on this first. Tate, I'm going to start with you.
Hey, man, I mean, I'm a football fan, so I've haven't missed a Super Bowl since I'm not old enough to watch Super Bowl. The first one I really remember was the 1980 Super Bowl, the Rams versus the Steelers. You know, I was around for some other ones, but when I really paid attention as a football fan, 1980. But I've never missed one since then. I'm not going to miss this one. I'm going to enjoy watching it. Last football game of the year. How I feel about it. I'm ready for it to come on and Sunday come and let's get it over with. I'm ready. I'm not that I want football to be over with. I'm ready to start again. I'm ready to get back to the Steelers season. I'm ready to get to the draft, the combine. Everything we do between now and kickoff next year, I'm ready for that stuff to get started. I'm tired of wondering if there's going to be a trade. Let March 13th come, the end of the NFL opening day for business, and let's see what's going to happen. So as much as I'm going to enjoy the Super Bowl, I'm ready for it to be over with so we can keep it moving as far as football goes in the offseason.
You ready for the Super Bowl to be over there, G?
No. I'm just going to be honest. I can never get enough football. Football is like a 24-hour thing for me now. So, like, in the off season, I'm either watching film or watching old games. Like, you know, I stay on Patreon. So, if you guys don't have a Patreon subscription, you need to go get one. That All 22 film, boy, I lives over there. So, because I want to see not just how my team can get better, but continue to see how NFL offenses, college football offenses, and stuff evolve. And how they're going to make adjustments based on certain rule changes they made. Like, you can't hit the quarterback no more. You know, so it's football. I like basketball. I like baseball. But it's football for me 24/7. So it's going to be missed. It's going to be missed. And I think it's going to be a great game. So that's just where I'm at, Craig.
Speaking of the game, it's two of the best teams. Well, I won't say Kansas City was one of the better teams of the season. San Francisco mostly was. Kansas City, they kind of, you know, limped around from here to there. Are you excited for this matchup? I mean, we've seen it before, but how are you feeling for this match? Do you think this is an actual best on best?
Yeah, based on the way Pat Mahomes played down the stretch, absolutely. I think Patty Mahomes the Kansas City Chiefs is the best team in the AFC when Patrick Mahomes won his game. Patrick Mahomes down the stretch, like at the end of the regular season going into the playoffs, you called it out first and I co-signed with you. You was like, boy, if that dude get hot, the league in trouble. And pay, look, February, my homeboy got hot and look where we at. So I think that the San Francisco 49ers from the beginning to the end was the best team in the NFC. But I think Detroit just pissed down their leg. Detroit had them. So we would have had a different Super Bowl. But I think it's going to be a great game.
I agree. Tate, what you think? You think this is going to be a great game? Or do you think there should be another two teams battling out for the championship?
No, the appropriate two teams are there. Even though Detroit gave it away, Kansas City did what they needed to do. Kansas City got to the confetti game because they deserved it. San Francisco obviously deserved it with their great regular season or their great players, but Detroit kind of coughed it up. So I'm not saying Detroit should be playing Kansas City, and they beat Kansas City the first game of the year. That was the last game of the year. But so I think it's going to be a good matchup. I mean, because you're never going to get too far away from that boy Patrick. You know what I mean? So it's going to be within his reach. As long as within 10, anything can happen. That's what he did last time they beat San Francisco. They did beat San Francisco last time. They let him stay within 10 in that third or fourth quarter, and he sniped him.
10-point lead in the fourth quarter. Yeah, that's what started the Pat Mahomes era.
Pat Mahomes, if you within 10, he gonna put that fish line out there. You know, he gonna be like, come here. You know, because he a dog, bro. Patty Mahomes. Listen, y'all, Patty Mahomes might be the GOAT. Like, you know what?
I've been telling people to slow down, pump the brakes. Shout out to the Pump Your Brakes squad. It's too early in Pat Mahomes' career to talk GOATs talk, but like I said in hour one, he's getting dangerously close to inevitable levels. Like, you can't beat him. This was the year to beat him, and he's where is he at? Super Bowl, right?
Mm-hmm. And he's on a, if he go ahead, he's on a GOAT trajectory.
Yeah, he definitely is. We've only seen a team make the Super Bowl 4 times out of 5 years. Four times. Well, we haven't seen it because, but it has happened 4 times in history. We've seen most recently it was the Patriots who did it, and when Tom Brady started, it became the Tom Brady era in the early 2000s.
Facts.
Now, Tom, if he goes around and mess around to win this game, we'll get to the picks in a minute. He messed around to win this game. You got to have him in that conversation. Because who did you have in this conversation before Tom? You had Montana. What was he doing? This. You had Marino. Pat Mahomes he's doing Marino type stuff too. And winning. So I mean, you cannot not have a conversation with Pat in it is any longer.
Mm-hmm. I agree. In my mind, I mean, not on a longevity standpoint, but in my mind, for a player for player, career for career, as of right now, he done passed up Peyton Manning. In my mind, he's really that good, bro. I'm telling you. The knock on Peyton Manning was he couldn't get to the chip. My homeboy coming, he getting chips.
Don't Peyton Manning got 4 MVPs?
I think he got 5.
Okay, there's that. Mm-hmm. He only got 2 Super Bowls. 2. Yep. Patrick Mahomes got 2.
Well, he got 1.5, man.
Who got 1.5? Man, you can't take a quarterback Super Bowl away from him. Jim McMahon got a Super Bowl. No, he's a Super Bowl quarterback.
No, you can't take it away from him. Everybody gets the ring. All rings are created equal. However, we saw it. We saw what happened out there. The man couldn't throw the ball past 19 yards. We saw it.
I agree. But my homeboy Gary passed him up.
I would not argue with it whatsoever. But before I agree with you, G. I am not in a rush to end the football season. This has been one of the longest seasons in my memory. Yeah. It just feels like, man, it's been football for so long. I don't want it to end just now. Mm-hmm. The biggest story of this season.
Biggest story of the season.
The biggest story of the season.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new football fan, Taylor Swift. She didn't made it all the way to the Super Bowl. Became a fan in week 3 and went all the way to the Super Bowl, man. They said the Taylor Swift financial effect on the NFL has been over $250 million.
Mm-hmm.
That is crazy.
Yeah. 22 million new fans. They want, and Tate, I agree what you're saying about they watching it to watch her. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the folks is watching and they learning about football. Like I got a niece that's a Swiftie. Like, she's young. She's like 15. And she never watched football before. And like, I done sat down and watched football games with her now twice. And she's asking me, why do they do that? Why do they do this? Who's that guy? She said, I like that 15 guy. He's good. Talking about my homeboy. You know, and so, like, I'm not saying it's going to, like, make her a fan forever, but it's piquing the interest. And sometimes when you're exposed to stuff, that's where you become a new fan. And yep. I think it was smart, man. I think it was smart.
You think it was smart, like it as if like the NFL had a hand in this, or what are you saying there, G?
I'm not saying that the NFL had a hand in it, but I think once Kelce and Taylor Swift decided that they were going to be a couple,
mm-hmm.
The NFL should have capitalized it 150%, because we've had other celebrities attached to sports. Look at what Spike Lee does to the New York Knicks. Look at what Jack Nicholson does to the Los Angeles Lakers. We've had other celebrities attached, Drake with the Toronto Raptors, but we've
Big
never
G.
had a
Big
50.
G, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Spike Lee and the Knicks,
mm-hmm.
Drake and the Raptors,
mm-hmm.
Jack Nicholson and the Lakers,
mm-hmm.
Do they all like basketball?
Yep.
They like basketball. They're not there because they boo playing.
Yeah, but who's to say? We don't know if she don't like football or not. We don't know that. Oh, fork in the road. Afton, Pay, you need to talk about the Swifty bets.
The Swifty bets. We did. We had a whole segment. Thank you, Afton. We did have a whole segment on Pay Dirt this past Thursday. It dropped. Me and Dirt, we went through all the novelty props for the Super Bowl, all of the Taylor Swift type of bets that's out there. I don't remember all of them, but I remember one that was pretty cool. I mean, they're not really Swift bets per se. They just got some type of there's some type of props out there they titled to Taylor Swift songs. I thought that was kind of cute. But B Dirt loved it. He laughed through the whole segment. It just tickled him pink.
What's the over under? What's the over under for how many times they put the camera on her during the game?
Ooh, I did not see. DraftKings don't have it out there. You probably got to go to a different state to find that one because they didn't have it on my side. But I've heard there's some out there that over under would she be what's it called? Seen on TV 5 minutes. Because usually you see her about, I think, for a total of about 3.5 minutes during NFL games this season, like 30 seconds here and there.
Mm-hmm.
So that just tells you how much the Kansas City be, you know, going crazy because they keep putting the camera on her.
Mm-hmm.
Can I finish?
What?
So we got a fork in the road, then so I'm ready to get back on my take on this.
Okay, go ahead.
So she has brought people to football, right? I agree.
Mm-hmm.
But Big G, she interrupts the true football fan. I don't want to see Taylor Swift. I'm watching the game.
How does she interrupt the true football fan?
If they breaking away to her or the analyst and the commentator talking about her, it's taken from my game experience. A true football fan of over 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it takes from the game. I mean, but it would be the same effect if Beyonce left Jay-Z and got with Jalen Hurts. It would be the same effect. You'd have all the Beehive people wanting to watch football and all that stuff like that. So I get it, but it's just, I mean, I guess there's a place of it from a fiscal standpoint, economic standpoint for the NFL. But, you know, it serves the true football, avid football fan. No interest in it at all.
I don't know, Tate. I think that's bias. And this is why I'm going to say that. How integrated was Spike Lee with the New York Knicks in the Garden? And how many times would they put Spike on camera? Heck, they show Spike arguing with Reggie Miller. Man,
Spike Lee was a fan of the Knicks. Taylor Swift is a fan of Travis Kelce.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
You didn't see her at the game before that. She got with Travis Kelce? And she's such a football fan.
That's her
dude. And then I'm with Patrick Mahomes' dad. He said, I don't want to be in a box with her. Either get me my own box or she need to get her own box. Well,
I don't think Patrick Mahomes' dad gonna even be at the game. I mean, exactly. he might be in a different type of box by the time Sunday comes around.
Exactly.
But he said that.
Yeah, but
I would say this.
That's Mahomes' dad tripping though, bro. You know.
I would say this. Mahomes got some annoying people in his own family, so it is what it is. But
his son, his other son, Patrick's brother. Horrible.
We
as sports fans,
Brittany Mahomes on the cover of a swimsuit issue.
She is. That's facts.
We as sports fans, we get a little territorial over this thing. And I like to believe that it's all because of we have a certain feel, a certain opinion about bandwagon. We want to gatekeep, you know, we don't like the fact that somebody showed up as a fan of the defending Super Bowl champion and rolled the good times all the way back to the Super Bowl. We don't like that. And I like to believe that a lot of the anti-opinions of Taylor Swift points to that. Now, I'm not saying that there isn't some fake gatekeeping. There isn't some misogyny wrapped up in it, but it is. But we have to understand that we don't own this game. We don't own any of these sports. We don't own none of these leagues. They saw the broadcast partners. They saw the interest spike when Taylor was there. They did what was right for they did what was right for their bottom line, and it was right for their shareholders. The best thing you could have did was go ahead and get you some stock. Go ahead and get you some stock so you can play that game right there with them. And the NFL didn't actually make any like money per se from Taylor being there, but one of their initiatives over the last 10 years has been to grow the game with the with women. With little girls.
Facts.
And what just happened? Boom. Yeah. Right there.
Yeah. Yeah. My niece got a Kansas City Chiefs jersey. She do. Her daddy got a 4 for Christmas. And it's a 15. It ain't no 87. It's a 15. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you somebody else she took some interest to. She liked Rashidi Rice. She said Rashidi Rice. She said, oh, he nice. And I was like, damn, how you know about nice? You know, so she was like, he can play. So, you know, and she's starting to understand the game. So, I mean, this has a direct effect in like my house and all whatever else. And I'm telling you, it is smart.
And you know, if you know who the halftime show is, we was going to be sharing this game with our women friends anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know. That's a story. That's topic for later time. You know, Usher is very hot, so we was never gonna be having this game for ourselves.
Yeah. I'm not looking at Usher like you talking about, but my wife watching the halftime show with me because I'm an Usher fan.
We got another fork in the road. Let's go ahead and take care of this, and then take a break real fast. Dennis Pavlov, Quad Father Supreme.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor also brings global attention to the league. Loves.
Yes. Yes. Well, listen, we're getting games in Brazil this year. You're still going to have your overseas stuff with Mexico over Europe. They've been trying to get a team somewhere overseas. So, bro, let's pump it up. Let's pump it up, bro. Cut the cam. Put it on every time Kelsey do something. Put it on.
I will say this will have a direct effect to one of our later topics that we're going to talk about. But we'll talk about, we'll come, let's go to the break. Let's get some of our advertisers some love as we're talking about money. Let's talk about them. Let's let their have their shine. And if you're watching us on YouTube, stick with us for a minute. Those of you on audio, show our advertisers some love.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
We're back in the building. Y'all make sure you hit the like and subscribe. Hit them algorithms. Getting it jumping off for the Overtime Homies Podcast. Tate Boy Fresh. Payday. Big G in the building. Hit the rhythms. Chat Generals. We appreciate y'all. But let's get it cracking. Pay. Next subject, bro.
So, as we've already popped the cherry, Freaky Friday, on the money.
Pause.
Let's
no
go.
Pause. No pause on this show, though. Don't put no pause. No pause. Go.
So let's talk about one of your favorite topics, G.
Mm-hmm.
SEC this week, they released their revenue report.
Mm-hmm.
I think it said that they are sharing $731 million with each school in the SEC.
Fact.
They are this fact. Close to being a billion-dollar conference.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
G, you've been talking about the ACC is cooked.
Cooked.
And and I know they saw that report. If they got an athletic subscription, I know they saw it. And everybody in Florida saw that.
How much did you say pay they were sharing?
$731 million to each school.
$741 million. And it breaks down. Each school is getting $51.2 million, up from $49.9 million.
Yeah, they out there killing them. And listen, the Big Ten ain't far behind. So
no, I think the Big Ten is already $1 billion.
Yeah, the Big Ten is ahead of them.
Yeah. So Pay, go. I think I know where the question's going, but I want to hear you ask me. What do I think is gonna happen as far as like the college football landscape?
Oh, so the landscape is two-parted. So the landscape is money, obviously. Mm-hmm. That's how we got to this point. So as we're seeing the SEC break in all this money and break up all these old rivalries, how much more money is in this for one, two, and at what point does it stop?
The money never stops. And the more and more you align college football to look like the NFL, the bigger the pot's going to get. So that's literally what's happening right now. You just, outside of that revenue share thing, the other big thing that happened was the Big Ten and the SEC sat down and had a conversation about, listen, bro, we about to knock off these bottom feeders and go to these other conferences and start picking them boys apart. And after they had their conversation between the Big Ten.
I don't think that was the point of that.
Yeah, it was. So I'm telling you, they identified certain teams. Clemson and Florida State is two of them. They already done identified. Like, okay, it's going to become the Big Ten versus the SEC, whether people like it or not. That's coming. And so they're going to be super duper conferences. You might have 30 teams in the Big Ten and 30 teams in the SEC, but this is coming. It's going to look just like the AFC. Yeah, this is going to look like the AFC and the NFC. And the revenue every time they do something, bro, to answer your question, look how much the television revenue goes up. Look at the new contract that the Big Ten just got with NBC. Look at the contract that the SEC got with Fox. Look at the ESPN deal that's just dropped. Let alone all them others, man, bro, this money is not going to stop. You know, and people want to see the Big Ten play the SEC. So that's why teams like Notre Dame need to get in where they fit in. Florida State and Clemson, they trying to get up out of there, bro. They trying to get up out of there. So it's got to go that way.
Tate, two-part question. One, do you agree that this is all that union that was reported this week with the Big Ten and SEC coming together to, I guess, not officiate, but look into issues that's going on in college football and keep them and settle them before they get to court? Do you think that's all about them at some point breaking away from the NCAA and making their own football league?
Yeah, they're just trying to get out in front of it. I mean, they're trying to make the NCAA look like a bad keeper, a bad parent. You know what I mean? I mean, like, you know, they can't regulate this right. That this doesn't work, that doesn't work. So yeah, they're trying to definitely get out in front of it, put a bad look on the NCAA and try and take it over amongst themselves. And like Big G said, I mean, they're already up to like 18 in each conference.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, so yeah, it's just a matter of time, man. And it's going to turn into where I think, you know, right now you got players getting sponsorships from, you know, NIL from local partners, car dealerships, whatever. Like, I'm sure kids in Columbus got stuff all over from Ohio State, got stuff all over Columbus from different businesses.
Everywhere, bro.
But it's going to turn into the schools actually paying the players. It's going to turn into that $51 million getting shared. It's going to turn into being able to pay the players.
That is facts. That is total facts. That's
coming. And I think we always talk about, you know, the revenue and how it's shared with the other programs within a university or organization. Let's call it organization, you know. But how it should work, those players that play other things, that play, you know, women's basketball, soccer, baseball, those basketball even don't make much as football. But the players should be paid based off a percentage of what their programs bring in. So if football brings in 75% of all revenue, then that money needs to go to the football team and be divided as such.
That's not going to work, Tate, because of Title IX, for one, you have a lot of non-revenue sports. So if they gotta follow the football, and football has to subsubsidize those other
give me exactly. I'm not saying football don't carry the weight. I'm saying, but you can't expect a baseball player to get paid from the university like a football player. You're getting your books, you're getting your housing, you're getting your education, and you're getting a little bit. But if you're on the football field, yeah, and whatever you're getting, if you're on the football field and you selling jerseys, bringing home national championships, fill up a stadium with 100,000 people, it's a difference. Those non-revenue sports you're talking about, they playing volleyball in an empty gym.
Mm-hmm. And guess what the new president of the Ohio State University just said, and the new athletic director? Football is king. They publicly said it. King. We got a fork in the road too, Pay. From Dennis.
Dennis Pavlik, once again, he wanted to let you all know that his issue with this is going to eventually kill March Madness. Not really. The tournament is not going anywhere. That is a big money maker as well. They're always going to have that tournament. What it's going to do as it already started doing is going to kill rivalries. And you know, that's going to hurt at the beginning. You grew up watching a certain team play, but mm-hmm. you get over it and you get new rivalries. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just how the cookie crumbles. That's the nature of the beast.
And, mm-hmm. and that's exactly what it is. It's a bunch of old heads who's used to the old ways that don't want to see change. I mean, I watch people down this way. When Maryland moved to the Big Ten,
mm-hmm.
oh, my God, some folks lost their mind, man.
Oh, yeah, me too. I mean, Maryland versus Duke was a big rivalry in the early 2000s. Basketball rivalry. Mm-hmm. In the early 2000s, Dwan Dixon, Lonnie Baxter, versus Duke with Jay Williams and Candace Parker, I'm forgetting on his name. Sheldon Williams. Those were big games. And, you know, it happens. And, you know, you get, like I thanks, said, you thanks, get new
thanks,
rivals.
Thanks for the super chat, Quad Father. Go ahead, Pay. I'm sorry.
So, Tate, you hit it on the head. If they break off from the NCAA and create their own balls, if they break off from the NCAA, there's nothing stopping them to just say, you know what, we're going to pay our players. We're going to make them employees, not just fake employees. I forget what the coach that said this week. There needs to be a salary cap on NIL. And
never.
To me, when I read that, I was like, that's the most damning indictment of that players are employees. They're not playing for books.
Well, but free when lunch. when they start paying them. Then they can have a salary cap because for competitive balance, I mean, you can't have it's like baseball. Baseball needs a salary cap. You mm-hmm. got the Dodgers and whoever
they
else
need a salary floor.
They need that too because some teams don't pay.
Mm-hmm.
But no pun intended. Talking to you, some teams don't pay all the money that they could pay. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man. I mean, but it's unfair when the Dodgers can do what they did this offseason. Houston Astros is another team that spends a lot of money. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you got all and these small market teams are suffering. They have to take a different model to try and compete, to try and go through the farm system. If they get somebody good and they know they're not competing, they got to try and trade that player off for more young assets until they get to a point where they can go all in with all their young assets and try and make moves. Because right now, that money, the lack of a salary cap is unfair to the competitive balance in baseball.
So 2014, prior to that point, we didn't know anything about NIL. Northwestern started some stuff. Now we know all about NIL because of Northwestern. They started it. Guess what Dartmouth just did? You can Google it, look it up. Dartmouth just said that the guys that receive money from their school are employees. They're on the college scholarship. And then they're going to fight it in the court of law to say that now they're not. But Darkman's saying, yeah, they're employees. So that's why, and what, like I said, you'll hear, like Tate saying in like a year or two, that these players are no longer considered student athletes. They are employees. They represent the face of the university. So there's might be a higher standard for them, but they represent the university.
Because right now in NIL is you getting sponsors basically, right?
Well, what happens is you show up and the coaches and stuff ain't talking about NIL.
Hold on. Yeah, because they're not a part of it. But the difference is, this was going on all the time, but now it's allowed to be out in the open and you're allowed to get everything you can get as an athlete. But the minute the schools take this revenue and start paying athletes, yes, they become employees.
Yeah. Yeah. But you come to the table and they offer you, this is all the stuff you can get for NIL. This is what's available to you. Like Caleb Downs, the minute he transferred from Alabama, Ohio State gave me $1.75 million. Like the NIL, the 1870 Foundation, had $1.75 million waiting on him. So, you know, it's one hand washes the other. But it's got to produce what it needs to produce on the field. And they should be. Do you know how much one weekend in Columbus, Ohio makes the city of Columbus? Oh, my God. Billion. I bet you $200-300 million one weekend.
I don't know.
Not just the school. Not the school. All the surrounding businesses.
That might be a little on the high end, maybe
the inflated side.
Yeah, that might be a little inflated.
The city, all the hotels, all the air, all the flights, the hotel rooms, the jersey sales, the t-shirt sales, the restaurants. Bro, the stadium holds 140,000 people.
I'm disagreeing with that, G. But like a quarter bill a weekend. Gee, that's for Columbus. I don't know. But, you know, we're running a little long on this. I want to get this last money topic in. Mm-hmm. Also happened this week, ESPN, Fox Sports, and Warner Brothers Discovery. They announced that they are going to – I don't want to use the word merge, but they announced they're going to make a new sports app. They haven't they haven't titled it yet. But, fellas, the main question I have from this, I'm assuming you all have read and heard about it, but when I was reading about this, I said, oh, yeah, this is what my dreams are made of. This is the one thing I called DirecTV about 20-some-odd years ago. I was like, hey, I know I got the largest package, but I really don't watch 90% of these channels. Can I just get the 20 sports channels I want? And they said, cool, yeah, you can have that. It's going to cost you about $400 a month. And, you know, they shut me right up. So this is exactly what I was looking for. But, like, fellas, are you all interested in buying this when it comes out later this year?
You know what this is, Pay and Tate? You know what this is? Cable. See, you were able to get
live stream. That's what it is. That's what it is.
It's cable. You was able to get live stream shows and live this and that, and you could become specific. No, they came together because they're forcing you. They just rebranded it. It's cable. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. It's cable.
That's all it is. And when I thought about it more, go ahead, Tate.
No, I was gonna say I probably wouldn't buy it because I didn't get the YouTube NFL ticket this year. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure that I'm wrong. I won't tell anybody about it. I've told G about it. I got this streaming app, and right now. I'm watching an NBA basketball game on the West Coast that I probably wouldn't watch if I didn't have this app. I get the NFL League Pass, the NBA ticket, Major League Baseball, whatever their thing is called, you know, hockey. I get it, and plus movies and all the channels, the local affiliate channels, the ABC, NBC, Fox, for all across the country for the big cities. I can watch what you watch on Atlanta TV right now, Pay. But yeah, so I wouldn't get it because of that.
And that's a perfect segue. When I thought about it more, I got to think about, like, you know, who are they marketing this to? Because if you're a real avid sports fan like me, you already have all these. You have all the ESPN channel. I don't have ESPN Plus. That's probably the only thing I don't have. I have YouTube TV. I did buy the Sunday ticket. I've had Sunday ticket every year since 2007. Fact. I have YouTube TV. I have all the ESPN channels, again, without ESPN Plus. I have all the Fox channels. I have a Max account. So I don't understand, who are they marketing this to? I don't know who this is for, but I know, as one of our homie generals, Afton, in the chat said, it's going to cost a lot. Rumors are it's going to start at $55 a month.
Yeah, I saw that.
Guess what they're going to do?
I saw 51. But yeah,
well, guess what they're going to do to you? So get ready to pay it. Because the games you really want to watch is going on the conglomerate.
Well, no, they can't do that. Why can't they?
They can do what they want.
Because this, well, yes, they can.
They can do what they want.
You have your broadcast agreements, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before I go too far into that, there's going to be a basic tier, because the law says you have to have a basic tier if you're going to, the telecommunications law, forget which one. There has to be a basic tier, so they will have a cheap option. But to go further into what you're saying, they have their agreements with these leagues, like say the ESPN and TNT. They have they are allowed to broadcast the NBA on their channels on ESPN, ESPN Plus, TNT, TBS, blah. Mm-hmm.
ABC is part of ESPN, or ESPN is part of ABC.
Correct. So they according to all of these agreements, they are not allowed to just say moving into only this I guess merged agreement over a thing they got going over here, because now that's a new agreement. You can't do that, because now they're gonna come back to the table and say, hey, look, Adam Silver, hey, I didn't have an agreement with Fox. I don't know what y'all got going on over here, but now we're gonna tear that contract up and let's do this over, and it's gonna cost a lot more.
Well, that's what's gonna come. What's going to happen is there's going to be renegotiation.
And when it comes, and it's going to happen with baseball now, because I don't know if you heard or not, Big G, like Bally Sports Ohio, the Bally Sports period has been bought out. And things are going to change for people in areas and regions that has Bally Sports.
Facts.
I don't think it's going to change for Cincinnati Reds this year, but I want to comment on the homie S. Dresden. He said, can we get a Steelers streaming channel? I think that's the next step. That's the next move, where you can pay for a streaming channel just for your team.
Oh, yeah. I think that's coming.
It won't happen in football. Football's got an iron grip on their product. It will not happen for NFL.
Has already done it. College has already had the Longhorn Network, the Notre Dame Irish Network, the Big Ten Network, where they try to share because of the revenue. But it's ultimately going to come down to where you're going to watch what you want to watch, and they're going to tax you for it.
I think as a long ago ex-hustler, I think you generate more revenue by letting people get what they want and paying a little less than what they paying now for the NFL ticket or league pass or whatever you call it. For paying for that, you're going to get more people because they're getting exactly what they want.
Mm-hmm. That's not how the business goes, though. They don't want to give you what they want. They want to give you what they want to give you and charge you exactly what they want to charge you, because they know you're gonna come anyway. Pause.
So Pay, they can charge you what you want to charge you if you're watching what you want.
So Pay, I got a question.
Same way cable was all these years.
How much is the NFL ticket? Just asking a question.
YouTube was charging
$400 this year, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't as much for when DirecTV had it was about 400. It was about 350 this year.
All right. So if that's the basic package at 350. Now you're a Bears fan and a Ravens fan. Well, you wouldn't tell me you wouldn't pay $450 just to watch those games exclusively. And that's all you watch.
I am watching them exclusively. I can watch I'm watching every Bears game. They're right there. Right. I just have all the other games with it.
Right, but you don't even care nothing about them other games. So if they upcharged you,
$350 divided by 17 weeks is about $22 a week for 17 weeks. So if they told you you can watch the 10 you want to watch for $18, you wouldn't do that a month. You wouldn't do that a week, a week.
And probably give you like exclusive content, like maybe you could be in the coach's ear and hear some of the plays, or you can interact with the sideline, or like how that Peyton Manning, Eli Manning viewpoint is, how they do the game.
That's the next step, BG.
Yeah, that's the they about to do that. That's coming.
They already got that. The NFL Plus app. Well, the NFL
but
Plus.
It's not team specific where you can sign for the team that you want to be signed up to. That's coming.
I'm just letting you know. They already give you that. They have you can listen to the broadcast on radio. You can watch them. You get the all 22, 24, 48 hours later. You get all. I mean, it's already there. If you want to get less for it, just one thing. That's cool too. All right, but we're at that point. Last topic, guys. Something fun now. We had a lot of fun talking about the money and dystopian future of which they're gonna bleed us dry.
Mm-hmm.
The NBA, the first half of the season is about ending, and I've got some questions for you, Big G.
What's
first
question?
Of all, I want to know who's your MVP front runner.
Shea over Luka. Shea. It's him and Joker. They right at each other for the MVP. Shea.
Hey, how you feel about that, man? You at the same spot with him?
I think Shea could probably right now be front runner for MVP. And Joker's up there. I mean, Embiid got hurt. He probably would have been my first pick. He got hurt. I think you got to have Luka in there. I think you got to have Donovan Mitchell in there. I mean, you know,
Luka,
and that's
never Luka. But go ahead.
Big G. Go ahead. Study the graphic.
Ooh, look at these numbers.
But wait, stop. What is the graphic that matters the most? What is the Dallas Mavericks record and where are they at as far as the standings?
Wins?
And what is the Oklahoma City Thunder's record and where are they at as far as the standings? That's what matters.
Big G, a young upstart team that's playing hard and trying to win, I give them all the credit in the world. Dallas going to be in the playoff. Bet Dallas and OKC met in the playoff. I would pick Dallas. I'm just saying. But you always call Luka trash. This graphic for our audio listeners, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, two NBA All-Star games, All-NBA first team once, NBA rookie team. Luka. Who Big G says is trash. 5 NBA All-Stars, 4 NBA All-First Teams. He was the NBA Rookie of the Year, not second team All-Rookie, and All-Rookie First Team. And right now, Shea averages 31.1, 6.5 assists, 5.7 rebounds. And Luka averages 34.5, 9.6 assists, and 8.6 rebounds. Come on, Big G. He's not trash.
And Shea gonna get the
Dallas
MVP.
Dallas
and
Mavericks Shea's gonna go further in the playoffs than Dallas. Just for everyone else.
Dallas did what? They did who? What you said about Dallas, Faye?
They're in the 8th seed right now in the the West.
Almost the homie Claude Bishop dropping that 10 spot. Thanks, Claude.
Green was the world. Man, Mike went dead. Fine. Okay. Add the 10.
Greed runs the world, gentlemen. And please mute Big G.
No, he just – Claude trying to get back because all the time he's spending the Matrix, dog. Get up out of here. No mute for you, Claude.
Hey, Big G.
All right, man. So, look.
I got to do it for 20 seconds. Go ahead, Pay.
So, the next question with the NBA. Doc Rivers took over as head coach of the Bucks. They're 1-5 so far with Doc as they – Doc at the calling the shots. Do we actually think they're a better team with Doc as the head coach? Tate, that's for you, man. What's up? I know you're a Doc guy. So what's up with this?
I roll with all the cash I'll give up on quick, man. But I won't say that they're a better team. I think come playoff time that they'll be better coached just because of the experience. And it comes down to experience sometime, man. Big G, we Cavs fans, you know Tom Thibodeau outcoached J.B. Bickerstaff last year in the playoffs. Playoffs is about it's about coaching and matchups in the NBA. That's what it's about. And Adrian Griffin being there for the first time was doing good, but he didn't have the pulse and the support of his star player Giannis. That's why he's out of there. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't be second place in the East and get fired unless your star player once you gone. Magic Johnson got Paul Westhead fired back in 1980 after winning a chip.
Yeah.
It was an 82. Tragic Johnson.
1981. Fire right in the middle of the season.
It was after the first championship against Philly.
Yep. Fire right in the middle of the season. Right in the middle of the season.
And they who they bring in? That's when they brought in Pat Riley.
Oh, Pat Riley. Mm-hmm. Yep. And they played Boston and got cooked. No, they played the 76ers and got cooked.
No, they beat the 76ers.
Yeah.
You talking about 83?
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Super chat, another fork in the road.
You can't call Dennis the Quad Father. You got to call him like the
Cinco de Mayo.
The Pentagon? Because this is five times Pentagon?
Something, man.
Super Bowl 58.
Yeah, something like father. That. He Roman noodle. Father. We done switched the language on him. He's straight Roman noodle. He says
Doc needs to be sued for malpractice and for stealing another man's job. But that's beside the point. Last question. We talked about
Luka being in the eighth spot. Just to address his comment. Why do you think he thinks Doc needs to be fired for malpractice? Sued for malpractice?
I don't know. Maybe blowing on them 3-1 leads. You saying they're gonna be better coach in the playoffs? I don't know. Dennis, let us know, man. Put us in the chat.
I took the comment as he's talking about for taking Adrian Griffin's job, and Doc was a consultant with the Bucks.
I think he might be talking more about him stealing money, because he ain't. Doc had one run with the Boston Celtics.
Man, Doc is always.
And if you remember, G, they hold the record for the most game sevens for a champion ever.
Facts.
Most game sevens for a champion. And they wanted to lose that.
And that's okay. And if Kendrick Perkins didn't get hurt before that last game seven, he'd have two.
Yeah, because the Lakers didn't want to win that title either. They didn't want to win that either. But look, we talked about Luka. And his Mavericks are in the eighth seed right now. It's a lot of stars.
Where's Shea at, though, Pay?
Number three. It's a lot of stars.
When they go to number three, what's teetering. One?
They're tied for first.
Yeah, so, that number uno, number one.
There's a lot of stars in the league right now that's teetering on missing the playoffs. Do you guys see any stars not making the playoffs this year? And if you do, who?
Luka.
You got obviously Luka. You got Luka at number eight. You got LeBron and AD at number nine. Steph's at 10th.
LeBron.
Who else? Trae Young is in the ninth spot, 10th. Yeah.
Listen, Utah and Houston could get hot. I'm telling you, Houston's young. Utah just retooled themselves.
They're not.
They could get hot and put. They could. They could.
So, to give a legitimate answer to your question, I say Trae Young and Steph Curry.
Mavericks.
That's where I'm at with it. I think Golden State is their swan song was last year. This is it. This is over for them. Clay is done. Put the cook sign up, G. Clay is done. Draymond Green can't stay on the floor. And Steph can't carry a team no more. It happens. You know, LeBron can't carry a team no more. That's why they're in ninth. And AD ain't never been able to carry a team. So, yeah. I definitely think Golden State is a wrap for them. They held on a little too long, a la early 90s Boston Celtics. I agree with you, Tate. Yeah.
Cash, your question. Which team you think helped themselves most at the trade deadline?
I would say Philly. I got Philly. Ooh. They went and got another shooter to go with Maxey because you don't know what you can expect from Embiid. Buddy Hield is very streaky. He came into the league as they were holding him up as going to be the next big thing. And you know, that hasn't panned out. He's pretty much a hit or miss type of guy, pun intended. So, but he's better than what they had right now. It's Tyrese Maxey pretty much all the way through because you can't depend on what you're getting out of JoJo right now.
Hey, the Knicks helped themselves tremendously.
Oh, yeah, but they didn't really do it at the deadline. So I didn't really put them in my answer. But yeah, the Knicks can win the title.
Yeah,
they can win the conference. I don't think they could beat anybody in the West.
But the Knicks is ready to roll. And I'm gonna tell you the sneakiest.
What last move did the Knicks make? They traded away to Detroit. They got Alec Burke back and they got somebody else from Detroit.
Yeah, they stole one of Detroit's good players, man.
Yeah, so, Detroit didn't have any good players.
No, Detroit got good players. They coach is trash. Monty Williams trash. Full trash. That's you talk about malpractice and being able to get their money back from a coaching standpoint. Monty Williams is horrible. So,
he did the coaches union a favor becoming the highest paid coach. Like, oh yeah, all of our salaries are going up, and then trash. He went out there and did this. None of them salaries are not going up.
He coached that good Phoenix team that went to the championship about 2-3 years ago. I think he's a good coach. I don't know what's wrong with Detroit. He's not doing a good job right now, but. See, listen. Big G just go overboard with the trash.
What's Detroit's record? What's their record?
Like, he's not
do
a trash.
Do they got eight Big wins? Do they got eight wins?
They might be around.
I think they got about eight right now.
Hey, but wait,
listen. You
want to eight? What they 8-43. They 8-43.
This is for you, G.
That is full trash.
This is for you, G. What did Thanos say in Infinity War? What did it cost? Did you get everything you needed? But what did it cost, right? Mm. They got the Lions this close to the Super Bowl. Mm. And all it cost was they had to sacrifice Detroit Pistons. That's all they had. Mm-hmm. Tell you what you got.
Hey, man, I want to talk about Big G doing all this talking, man, about OKC. I think one of the teams that made the best moves was the Dallas Mavericks.
Trash.
They picked up the kid from the Wizards, the big man. What's his name? And they picked up PJ Washington from the Charlotte Hornets.
Oh, Gafford.
They needed a little more size. Gafford. Yeah, Daniel Gafford. A defensive center to go at the young dude Lively they got. And they got PJ Washington. Another shooter.
I think he's done for the season or something like that, right?
Is he? Okay. I knew they had a nice active young big.
The sneakiest move that happened was Gordon Hayward going to the Oklahoma City Thunder. Wrong. That was sneaky. They got a wily old veteran. That's what they needed.
He's the white Ben Simmons. He does not play.
Okay.
He's just the coach.
I'll vote for pay. Pay's take.
Watch.
You're trying to just squeeze that OKC pick in that round peg in the square hole. That's all you
Tate, what did we say with the Cavs when they got Tristan Thompson and Relly called us trash by saying he wasn't going to help? Remember that?
Yeah.
Gordon Hayward is the same difference at OKC. It's the same difference.
Cool. How does that comparison work?
You need a wily veteran to help them youngsters, man. You got to have a wily. Tristan Thompson ain't out there getting buckets. He helping them dudes on the bench.
But he helps them.
So what you saying?
Big body in there.
Gordon Hayward is Udonis Haslem.
Yeah, no, but he's not. Udonis Haslem and Tristan Thompson got championship experience. Gordon Hayward don't.
He gonna help.
He's got injury list experience. That's what Gordon Hayward has.
Hey, Pay, he keep trying to push this square peg in that round hole. he gonna make OKC be the Western Conference Finals.
No, I picked Phoenix to go to the finals. You better stop it.
We can add another five minutes on this corner time right here, right now, G.
Did they go to the Western Conference Finals? The Phoenix.
You said finals. You said finals. Let's Tate, bet you the heard Western him. Conference. You heard finals. Him. He said finals.
Western Conference Finals. Phoenix go to Western Conference Finals. Five minutes. Pay Western Conference Finals. 5 minutes. Corner time bet.
Let me see where they are in the standings right now. Before I bet that, they are in number five. Nah, I'm gonna cool off on that. If you say a finals,
because you know. That's why you're cooling out, because you know.
There's a couple of teams they can beat in the West, but right now they will lose in the first round. If the playoffs started today, they lose in the first round.
Hey, the Clippers?
Yeah.
Stop it. Go ahead.
What are you saying, Big G?
What did you just say? Go ahead. Choking James Harden.
Hey, Pay. I mean, hey, Big G. I was on the Clippers early when they made the trade. It's gonna work. Take time. Now, time has proven it's gonna work. And the buyout gray happened though. The buyout gonna happen. I'm waiting to see what Cleveland can do in the buyout. They didn't make no trades, but they can get a veteran point guard like Kyle Lowry.
I want Dinwiddie.
They could get Dinwiddie. I like Dinwiddie.
Yeah, I want Dinwiddie.
But you know, it look like we got a couple minutes left, man. Go ahead and do what you gotta do.
You've been hearing Tate talk about And you've been hearing Tate talk about the Cleveland Cavaliers. There's a reason. Him and G, they have a Cavaliers show. If you like what you heard today, go support the other platforms, the other podcasts that we have in the greater FFSN network. That's so Cavalier. That's rather Cavalier.
Yep.
That's Rather Cavalier, hosted by Tate, G, and the aforementioned Riley Hall. All your news and notes, game reviews of the Cleveland Cavaliers. I've also got a basketball pod with me and my boy Q and a couple of other guys. We do watch-along shows. We do week reviews. We'll have a week review up next tomorrow, as a matter of fact, for the Chicago Bulls. It's called the Chi City Bulletin Board. Check it out as well. You can find all my shows on the Frustrated Chicago Sports Fan YouTube page. We've got the Bear Claw, DBC, holla back. That we got a Big G was on that show with us this past week. Big G was on there talking. You know, he made a guest appearance on our Caleb versus Justin Fields series that we got going on for the offseason. He's a big Justin Fields fan. Come check that out. It was one of our best shows in the world. You could tell G is passionate on this, man. He's loving his Buckeye boy over there in Chicago. Check that one out. Also,
wait, we got a Super
Bowl. Oh, that's right. We didn't make our Super Bowl picks. That's right. Thank you, Pentagon man. Dennis Pavlock. Hey, before
I got, I'm gonna go short and sweet. Short and sweet.
Let's go.
Kansas City 28, San Francisco 21.
Tate.
I got the 49ers. I got them winning 24-14. I think the 49ers are not gonna make the same mistake that Baltimore did. They're gonna run the ball. Christian McCaffrey gonna pound it away. And Brock Purdy, you know, Kyle Shanahan ain't gonna scheme some stuff up, man. So I got the 49ers 24-14.
Listen, also, let me get back on this dismount real fast, because I got a take on this one. Check us out on Pay Dirt, Running Through the Jungle, that's for B Dirt. Check us out, Pump Your Brakes podcast. Everything under the FFSN banner is quality entertainment. It don't have to be just us homies. Everything out there. Subscribe, like, review, share with a friend. Now, back to my Super Bowl picks. Listen, fellas, I know everyone out here agrees with me when I say this. The world ain't been the same since 2020. I'm looking directly in the camera. The world ain't been the same since 2020. And what started that off? Pat Mahomes beating Jimmy Garbaggio. Things got to change. We are back at square one. Shanahan, you have blown two Super Bowls. It's third time's a charm. At some point, it's got to break. If we want the world to go back to where it used to be, San Francisco's got to win this title. San Francisco's got to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. Hey, they got to beat the Swifties. They got to. Hey, I'm going with you, Tate. I got the San Francisco 49ers taking this home.
All right. But, hey, has he blown two Super Bowls when you lose into Brady and Mahomes, though? That's not blowing.
He had a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter in 2020. He had a 28-3 lead and then didn't run the ball. That's on him. It is squarely on him.
Hey.
I agree with that first
one. 5 minutes corner time that the Chiefs beat the 49ers.
I'll give you that.
Anybody
going to pay up on corner time, though?
Whenever Pay tell me, he said to keep it riding now.
We ran out of time. I had something for you, but I take that bet. 5 minutes. I got the Niners. You got the Chiefs. Fellas, it's been a great 2 hours of power. Anything closing?
No, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you guys all for the super chats. Thank you so much for rocking with us on the Homies Overtime podcast. That's all I got to say, man. Tate Boy Fresh.
Tate, hit it.
And we out.
And we out.